Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattell. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organization isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life, so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we are all trying to figure it out. So if you're ready to unpack the mess, both inside and out, let's jump into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer Sattell. Here is part two of Kimberly and Jennifer adventures. Ba-ding! Back to the World Cup being there was so when we stayed in Germany with Kim's families, they have family friends that live there. We stayed with them a couple of the days and when we first landed and they're obviously German. Now we're in Italy, but the German family, a couple of them came with us and now they're in Italy. And as it's progressing, right, as the tournament's progressing, now it's going to be the finals going to be Italy and Germany. And so the Germans, then when they found out that was, they're like, we'll go with you up until this point. We're out of here.
And we had no idea.
We're like, why?
We rented a car that had German license plates and now we're in Italy and it's 4th of July. And they're having the World Series or the World Cup, whatever. Fuck, whatever. And
the Super Bowl was just about to start.
And Italy won. And we are in a German car and it was like a mob comes out of, I don't even know where we were. I don't know what was happening, but a mob comes out and we're like running for our lives in this German car. We stop at a random restaurant and all these fireworks start going off and I'm like, 4th of July! And it was because Italy had won. It was so fun. It was so awesome. I loved every single thing about it, except we almost died. And then we had to like rush to get to our car. I feel like we had to almost hide the car when we parked. I don't know.
Yeah, it was really crazy. They left like the day before, like the night before they left because they knew it was the final. And they're like, we don't want to be here. And I'm just like, it's a fucking game. Like, whatever. And they're like, you don't understand. But one of the things that Kim just said is we went to this restaurant and it was one of these, we were in this little town. It was actually called Lucca and we stayed at this, bed and breakfast, right? But they tell us, go to this restaurant down at the corner. This is their description. Go to this restaurant, turn left.
That's literally your directions.
And so we see this place. They're like, and it looks like a house. So we go to this like house, no sign, no nothing. But you go in and one of the fun things is this is when my mind was like kind of like getting out of the naive, I've never been anywhere world because you go there and they're like, there's no menu. They just bring out stuff until you tell them to stop. And so they would just bring out and it's not like here where they throw your food, they clean it up and they're trying to get you out of there. I mean, we were there forever.
Hours.
It's like a thing of cantaloupe. And then 30 minutes later, a thing of olives.
Right.
Remember?
The cantaloupe.
Remember?
Yeah, melon and cheese.
Yeah, and then like a thing of olives. And then 20 minutes later, you know, a one piece of bread. And we're just like, do we speed this up? Because, you know, here we're so gluttonous and we're so impatient.
Yeah.
That's one thing I learned. Like, right? We went over there. They're so patient. They stop in these little, Italy was honestly, I know I haven't seen a lot of places and I know there's millions more, but I will tell you if I could move to Italy, I would 100% move to Italy, 100%. And actually, when we left Italy, I looked to see about getting a work visa there. But it was like, it seemed hard and I gave up after 8 minutes, you know, but that's fine. Whatever. We'll split hairs on that. But it was very interesting to be in this like world that you didn't I didn't know like anything. People are so patient and they're so nice and so kind and it's just very nice.
Egypt is like that. When you go to Egypt, when you go into stores, you don't immediately start shopping. They want to sit down and they want to have a cup of, oh no, what's the tea called? Hibiscus tea. And you talk about your family and you talk about whatever. But just it's rude to just walk into a store and start shopping.
Yeah, and like Kim and I were in stores and like around 4 o'clock, that 4 o'clock hour,
every store has like a little two chair, you know, a little round table with like two chairs in most of the little mom and pop kind of shops, which, and they would just come out in the middle of the store open to sit and have coffee with maybe the neighbor, business owner.
Or even red wine.
Yeah.
They would stop and just have red wine.
But you're in the middle of shopping and they're just like, we don't care. You can stay in there, but we're going to have our wine.
On the little cobblestone streets and everything was just so, I loved Europe. I love Europe. It's very, very, everything's small. Everything's fresh. Everybody's.
There's not this gluttony that I don't feel like there's this gluttony that we have here.
Yeah.
We went back to, on our way back, because we were flying back, obviously, out of Germany. Well, not obviously. That was our itinerary. Was there anything else on Italy that I'm not remembering? Because I want to just go back to when we got back to Germany, because we're going to stay the night.
There's other stuff, but we don't have to go into it.
Yeah, we're stay the night. So we go back to the house in Germany the next day or whenever. And they're like, oh, so they're going to have the family we're staying with. They're going to have this like picnic or this really nice homemade dinner. And they bring out like cherry moonshine. Do you remember that?
Yeah, no, I do. Because it was literally, we drank jet fuel.
We drank propane dipped in
these Germans are full-blooded Germans. They live on farms. My parents lived over there and got married over there. This family has been in our family friends for a couple generations now. And, you know, they're hardcore Germans. And the one German, let's say the uncle, he's a pig farmer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Didn't we have to go look at those and walk through?
I went to the pig farm.
Because you have to walk through all the fucking shit.
And I came back and I was like, I was kind of disturbed, but I was also like really excited.
And you smelled.
And Jen said the entire rest of the night, she's like, you just smelled of pig. And I'm like, I don't know.
I was like, you need to leave. And but they come back and so they're like,
not like you remembered.
We have this drink, you know, oh, so your mom who doesn't really drink and she's, this stuff is like paint thinner dipped in jet fuel, dipped in with a hint of cherry. And like you took two sips and you're dead. Sherry's like, woohoo! And you know, we're like, who is this woman? And we were just having a great time.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. And then our flight was at butt crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. And I remember we opened our eyes, we had to get up to go and it was like, fuck everybody's life. Fuck it all.
And so we're flying back and I have to be home, repack, and I'm leaving like the next day for Palm Springs. I'm going to go do a...
And here is where the cheese wheel makes one more cameo.
Yeah.
So we land in Toronto.
I have no idea.
We land in Toronto. We have to go through customs and Kim packed, you know, everything in the kitchen sink. She had like two huge suitcases plus a small one, plus a purse, plus this one of her bags. Now she's going to go on this trip the next day and she's like, oh, a lot of my bathroom stuff she's going to take with her, this whole big drama. And we're waiting.
It wasn't drama.
And we're waiting and we're waiting and my stuff, my 27 bags come and she's waiting. We're waiting. And then pretty soon her bag comes and then they close it up and now they announce another flight. And I'm like, oh, fuck a duck. So she is at the counter and she's at a level 10. It's not their fault, whatever. I get it, frustrating, whatever. I come up there, like I'm so patient in the world, I'm not. But I'm like, let me handle this, Kim, because I'm, first of all, I'm embarrassed for you. And second of all,
I was so mad.
She was so mad. So I go up there and I'm like, can you just tell me when you think that, you know, I'm totally calm. I look over, so I'm done. They're going to say, we're going to send you the thing or we're going to bring it. It should be on the next flight, whatever happened. I look over, she's
sitting. I'm having like a temper tantrum. I'm pissed.
Like a fucking 3-year-old. Charlotte had less temper
tantrum. Yeah, I was pissed.
And she's sitting like Indian style with her stupid purse. She still has the stupid, do you still have the tomato juice?
No, because you couldn't. Yeah, it was after 9/11, so you couldn't.
Yeah, so she's holding out the purse cheese that she has been carrying for the last 4 or 5 days, maybe longer, unwraps it. It's in her purse. So it's warm purse cheese. And
sweaty.
She's eating it on the ground at the baggage claim.
And I'm calm myself down.
I literally look over and I'm like, we are not friends anymore. I hope you get explosive diarrhea and you need a blueberry fucking windbreaker to make this happen. I was like, that has been in your purse. I didn't even know it was in her purse. She probably had fucking sardines in there.
I did have the jar of pickles.
You did have, that's what it was.
We went to the island in Italy and I pulled out the jar of pickles and everybody on the boat was staring at me.
Oh my God. Yes. Everyone stares at us. They hate us. When we did learn this, they hate us, especially when they see our luggage. So now we're going to talk about how much more people hate us. So, okay. Cut to a couple years later. Kim and I are like, we're going to go to Greece. And then her aunt was going to go to Turkey. Her aunt, her uncle, their best friend, sister. I mean, there's a group of people going to go, and they're going to go on a boat in Turkey. And we're like, and Kim tells her aunt, oh my gosh, Jen and I are going to go to Greece. And she's like, why don't you guys go to Greece, do your thing, and then meet us in Turkey? And we're like, that sounds amazing. And we only have to plan one part of that leg, right? We did not learn our packing either. We did not learn our packing.
We did, but this is the thing.
We didn't.
We did. Well, no, you're right. We didn't. But what we did, but listen, we had more thought. We thought this one through more. So we're going to Greece. We're going to Turkey. But in Turkey, we're going to be on a boat in the Aegean Sea for a week. And we're staying on islands.
And you can't bring a suitcase. You can only bring a duffel bag.
No, but I'm talking about.
No, on the boat in Turkey.
But I'm also talking about just in general. So It's like we've got to pack for, because from California, if you're on the beach, it's cold. So we have to pack for hot, and then we also have to pack for on the beach in California cold because.
Yep. Because we're
going to be cold.
Even though we're going to the GNC, we still think it's the Pacific.
It's going to be cold. It's going to be cold at night. Everything's going to be cold. So we're going to, well, one of my favorite stories when we get to, so we've been through Greece, we're hopscotching along through Greece, and then we're hitting the islands. So one night we're leaving at, not Athens, we're leaving Santorini, and we're taking a ferry all night long to Kos.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe I remember these things.
Me neither, because I didn't remember that island's name. But the best part is, in these countries, they tell you to take a ferry, but there's no time. They give you an estimate. Like you, the ferry's at 10 and the ferry's at 5.
Remember they did that in Italy?
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a suggestion.
So we go to the ferry. We're going to back up after this. And there's a couple stories in Greece I want to just like touch on, but we go to the ferry. They say around whatever time was, let's say it's 4. We end up waiting there like 2 hours to get on the ferry, right?
Sure.
With all of our shit. We each have 3 fucking suitcases because we're so fucking stupid. And everyone.
And gluttonous.
Everyone hates us.
The
stink eye that we got was palpable. It was burning lasers because they're just like these stupid Americans. Every time we would hear them whisper, we're like, that's us.
And we totally try to pretend like it wasn't overpacking and we could totally handle the suitcases ourselves.
We're pretending you didn't have sweat mustaches.
Yeah, and we're like, just keep walking. Don't struggle. Just keep walking.
Just
you're
cool.
Fine. You're fine. Don't run stop. You're not going to, we're not taking breaks. Just keep going. Keep going on the cobblestone streets up the hill. We're not fucking stopping.
We're not. We don't want people to think that we're stupid Americans. We're smart as shit.
We got this. So we're on the boat, the ferry. It's middle of the night. We're getting to Kos we're getting to one of the islands. And it's a ferry where you can drive your car on. So everybody's, you know, it's middle of the night. Everybody's going downstairs to get their suitcases, get their cars, because we're going to be docking and blah, 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 blah. It's like 2-3 in the morning. So Jen and I are like, ooh, it's going to be cold. So
we better open up one of our 4 suitcases and get one of our 7 sweaters out.
So because we packed all of this for this time.
For this moment.
So we're downstairs with 100 other people. It's 1,000 degrees in this whole of this
ferry. Because now everyone's starting their car and the engines and you can tell they're pulling up.
Oh, God,
and they're pulling up and there's like this anticipation and we're holding all of our stupid luggage. We hate ourselves. And I have a turtleneck fucking
We changed into jeans and possibly our Uggs. And
we had like hand muffs.
Earmuffs. Like,
so we're ready
for Antarctica.
Because when they open this motherfucker,
it's going to be
cold.
But we're still dying because the hole is like really fucking hot. And there's 100 people down there.
You feel just kind of looking at us.
And we're like, why is nobody else like anticipating this?
They're like taking off their clothes. And we're like, let's put another layer on.
It might get really cold. We don't want to get... We don't want to get hypothermia.
We don't want to get sick on this trip. So the door slowly opens and it is slow as fuck. Okay. It's like a little mouse is pulling and we're like, oh, here it comes. Here it comes. Whew, okay. And then you start to see like a couple cars. Here it comes. It's still opening. And it's the hottest air. It's like 110 degrees blowing at 100 miles an hour. And we're like, what the fuck?
We're trying so hard to play it
you
cool.
You can't see I'm ripping my fucking jeans.
We're trying so hard to play it cool.
We're playing it cool because everyone just
very slowly take off the earmuffs. So like, I'm just putting the hair behind my ears. Yeah, I'm like,
I'm wearing it behind my ears. I'm throwing them back in the thing.
It's like, just,
oh my God.
Just keep acting normal and just
don't make
really
eye contact.
Slow.
So we get out. We finally get off. We fucking take off. We're dying. We're melting. You sweat. You can feel it just down your back.
We died of dehydration.
Everything. We get out there and we were going to Santorini, Kim. Because
you're right.
They said to us, when you get there, call this number. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop. So we call and the people that own it, because it's like a, you know, mom and pop, like little place, which we love. That was great. We love supporting that. Fine. And she comes, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And we're like, okay, cool. And she's like, meet us over by the side of the thing. She pulls up in a fucking smart car. It's like a no exaggeration. It's like a two-seater smart car. And we each have three fucking... Each.
Not, you know, like the biggest suitcases you can get.
The biggest one
you
get.
One of those.
Yeah. Are your handles broken? Kim's stupid handle's broken.
Oh my God, you're right. It did break.
I forgot about that. So she can't wheel it. She has to like pick it up and it's 7,000 pounds. She has a fucking brick wall in there and probably some cheese too. And
no.
So we go and we look at the lady and she goes, oh.
She's like, I don't think I can fit all that. We're like, oh, no.
We are not coming back down here. We will make this motherfucker.
I think we had a suitcase in my hand. We have a suitcase out the window. We're just holding it. We're fine.
We're like a duffel bag. We're holding it like we're carrying a vase on the top of our head. And the lady's climbing up a hill. The suitcases are going. We're like, it's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. And then we go in the room. So they're so nice. It was very nice. But there's stairs. There's no elevator. We're climbing up. We get in the room and the beds are just the mattress and like a tiny frame and a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. And it's on the ground. I mean, it's literally like 6 inches off the ground. Mm-hmm. There's no like bed spring and like, or what is it called? Bed spring? What's it called?
Bedspread?
No. What's the thing that box spring? There's no box spring. It's just like a tiny little mattress and the ground. And then like a little tiny wood, maybe from IKEA. We don't know. And one sheet.
Mm-hmm.
The room is the size of, well, it was actually a little bit bigger than most, but maybe an infected toenail.
It wasn't an infected toenail.
The rest of them were just toenails. This was an infected toenail. We're laying next to every fucking time we have to stay somewhere. Kim and I have to stay. We're always in a situation where we have to be in the same bed or next to each other and our skin is touching and it's always a heat wave. Our hands and feet are always sweaty. But there's a space in between us, but you can't even fit your foot. So really, we're just, I don't even know. So it was terrible. I mean, the place was adorable. And then around—
And it was a heat wave and we didn't have any air either.
Oh, no air. But the best part is the first day we're there. So we got there at like, let's say 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. It was so late. All of a sudden at 5 a.m, we hear the church bells that's right outside. And it goes off every like minute for like an hour. And it plays a whole song. Like ding, 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 ding. And then we're like,
it'll stop in a minute. It'll stop in a minute.
And it keeps going. And then it stops. And then it goes again. And I'm like, oh my God. This is how we die. So another funny part of this story is we finally get up in the morning. We go to walk down to the beach and Kim had brought the plug, you know, the converter, right? And it didn't work with your hair dryer. Your hair dryer blew out or something. Something happened. She plugged it in her hair dryer. Bebop, boobop, didn't work. So her and I are walking. We're going to go down to the beach. We're going to get a thing. We're going to have a drink. We're going to just get tan. That's all
guapo.
We want to do.
We're going to have guapo.
We're going to have, yeah. And we're walking by and she's like, I'm going to have to get another hair dryer. Because again, we're on vacation, but Kim still had to bring like, I don't think I ever blew dry my hair mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Maybe I did. Okay. I wouldn't now though, probably. Mm-hmm. So we're walking by and there's like a Euro place. There's a couple little shacks, like, you know, restaurants, little restaurants. And we're walking down and Kim's like, I think I'm gonna have to get a blow dryer. We'll have to find a place. I swear to God, a guy comes out of the fucking bushes or behind a curtain of the Euro meet. And he's like, you need a hair dryer? I can get you a hair dryer. And we're like, how did that happen? He's a magician. So he's like, meet us back at 7.
Like we were doing a drug deal. So Jen and I walk into the Euro place at like 7 and we're like, we're here for a hair dryer.
We don't want a Euro. We came for the hair dryer. And he's like, the guy's like, oh yeah, hold on. And he goes, you know, da-da, and he gives us a fucking hair dryer. And we were dying. Tell me we were dying.
No, that was funny. That whole trip was actually really fun.
The whole thing was so fun. I had signed us up for a day adventure where you got to do a hike on the volcano. Remember? And then we went to the springs that smelled like a big sulfur fart, a fart from 100 years BC. And it's in the ocean, which, you guys, I don't love the ocean. I love being at the ocean. I wouldn't even mind being on a boat in the ocean. But the thought of being in the water, I'm petrified of that. I have a lot of quirks, I'm not going to lie. And Kim's like,
we're doing this. We're diving into the ocean.
Everyone's diving in. Everyone's diving
in. We were like the youngest on this boat by, again, 20, 30 years.
Yep.
There's all these older people diving into the ocean and you're swimming up this little like crevice of these rocks into like the sulfur creek.
And Kim is she's not very modest. So these guys and wives are just glaring at her. She's wearing like a barely triangle.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
I was wearing.
And it's always white because you're like, look at me. I'm at the white party.
It wasn't white. I'm sure if I went back to the pictures, it was pink.
It was white.
With blue trim.
No, not there. So they're like little triangles barely covering her chicharronis.
Not true.
And all the wives
not
and the old,
true.
The old grandpas are like watching her dive. She's like also an Olympic diver at this point off the side of the boat. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And
remember Nick, our tour guy? Yeah.
Nick.
Nicholas.
He had a little crush on her and I think she had a crush on him, but that was whatever. So we do the adventure, and then the last thing is you go see the sunset in
Santorini.
But like on the blue roofs and the blue and the white.
Yeah, it's like if you go to Santorini, you have to watch the sunset. It is
It was amazing.
And
like,
I don't know.
Like life changer.
And it's like, okay, it's a sunset. I know, but at the same, I don't know why it's so amazing, but like you're in Santorini with all the white buildings and the blue roofs and you're above the ocean and you're on an island. I don't even know. I don't know why
it was so magical,
really amazing. It was so magical. That whole trip was actually really fun.
Okay, let's take a quick break. Click the like, subscribe, or follow button on any platform that you're using, and that will give you notifications when the next episode drops. Now back to the show. It was really amazing. And then we moved on to go to meet your, well, we went to another island, but we went on to then go to Bodrum to meet your aunt and
their family.
And family in Turkey. And we go, again, we're going to take a ferry with our 17 suitcases. And the ramp to get on the boat is the width of one of the suitcases. And her and I are, we're trying to pretend it's all good in the hood.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. We're going to walk the plank, rolling on the crickety holes and the boobity-boobs and the rocks. And then everyone is just like laughing. They're pointing at us. We're so stupid.
And we're trying so hard to stay cool and
we're just
calm.
Pretending it's not heavy.
Yeah.
We're not sweating.
And we're also wearing what are those?
Maxi dresses.
Maxi dresses without sleeves.
Yes.
What are those? Tube toppy dresses?
Yes. We're wearing those.
And I didn't realize Turkey was basically kind of a Muslim country, just like Egypt is, and that is so frowned upon. I didn't catch that until we got to...
We left Greece thinking, woo, we look good, and we get to Turkey, and we're like, why is everyone glaring at us? Oh, it's bad. And so we set our stuff down, and now I had made
a list. We're really good travelers. We're really... We're really well prepared.
We totally research all of the things you should not do. I'm only like, where should we go? So we're going to go, there's like, go to a bazaar when you're in Turkey. And we only had the one day, and then we're going to meet up with them. So we just had a little bit of time, you know, the morning or whatever, early afternoon. So we're going to, the two things that we said we were going to do was we were going to go to a Turkish bath, and then we were going to go to this, what's it called? The bazaar, right? That we go to the bazaar first, and mm-hmm. we're walking, and we're wearing the sleeveless maxi dresses, and these big women, old women who are probably, you know, this is where they've lived their whole life at this bazaar, and they're glaring at us. And then this guy comes up to us, and he's like, you guys really need to cover your arms, right? Isn't that what he said? Your shoulders?
Our chests were covered, but they were like, well, he was very friendly, which I was like, oh, shit.
He was very friendly.
Because that's what they do. And then he was like, yeah, you need to cover up. We're like, yeah, well, it's 125 degrees and we're not. And you guys are selling like ducks out of a wire cage and I can't. So I was like, Jen, we got to go. We got to go.
We did not hang
very
long there.
We got to go.
Well, first when they're like, we looked at the tea for just a minute because we're just looking and they're going to give us tea out of a cup that everyone has been taking
a sip.
And
I'm like, don't.
And Kim looks at me and she goes, because you're just like, they're handed to you and you're just like looking like, do it.
And I've learned in Egypt, you don't take it. Do not take anything they hand you. Other countries, if they hand it to you, you bought it. You don't know you bought it, but you bought it. And or if they kind of throw it on you, you have bought it. So you just don't touch it. You don't take it. You just pretend like you don't care. I don't want it. I don't need it. And they like to barter. And I'm not a barter person. I don't barter well. It freaks me out. Ooh, just saying the word gives me like anxiety. And they love to barter. And I'm like, just tell me what the fucking price is. Just tell me, I'll fucking pay it. And they don't like that. They want you to barter. It's a whole thing. But anyway, so we're like, we got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. So we like run out of there, barely with our lives. And then we go to this fucking Turkish bath. Which I'm just going to let Jen tell the whole fucking story.
No, because you're telling the story.
No, you're telling the story because mine was glorious.
Because in my whole entire life as being Kim's friend, I feel a lot of things have gone right for her and good. And maybe the luck of the draw. And mine is, wah. If ever there was a song, Kim's is dee 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 dee, and mine's wah wah wah. So we go to this Turkish bath, and we get there, and the guy at the front, I don't even know where to start. I think he had a shirt on then. He had a shirt on when we got there. He did. He was an older guy. He probably owned it. I don't know. Very big and very hairy.
Turkish
hairy man. But he was very nice. They're all very nice.
Yes.
So just painting a picture. So he says, okay, you're going to go in there. You're going to go in this cold room, and then you're going to go and get your—
You have to douche.
Oh, yeah. They don't say like shower or wash. They say douche. So then he's like, you're going to go douche. And we're like standing there like,
what?
Where are we? Please don't say that word either because it's terrible. So we're going to go in this cold room and then we're going to wait for our massage person. They're going to do there's this thing where they explain to you, you get like the ice room. Then you go in like you take a shower. Then you go into this.
You douche.
Fine. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to put like, it's almost like a loofah sponge that's really long, but they put the soap on it. They stretch it out and then they rub it on your skin, but it takes off like from when you were birth. It takes off all the skin till you were born. And your skin's supposed to feel so fluffy, rubbery, delicious softness. And the ladies are going to come and then you're going to get a massage. So this is what's included. Maybe there's one other steamy thing or something.
Yeah, there was a warm room.
Yeah, there's a couple rooms, but you get the point. So as we walk in, the lady's going to walk us there and she's like, you need to take off your clothes. Was it just our top or our clothes? And I was like,
no. No, we took everything. I think the only thing we had on was our bottoms.
I left my top on. I know I did.
You did. I know I did.
Yeah, Kim's like, she was flinging it off before they even told her. Before they told her to take off her top, she's like,
don't take off your top. And I'm like, I heard take it off.
I already wrapped it up and put it in my bag. And I'm like, I'm not doing that, the end. So we sit in this cold room and we're in there for, you know, 15 minutes. And then the door opens and here comes, this is how this scene plays out. Sporty Spice comes in. She's wearing this, I mean, she's so fit. She has like 1 ounce of body fat. She's cute. You know, she comes in. She's wearing a bikini. She's going to take us on this like marble thing. She's going to do the fucking loofah thing. Da 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 da. And she's like—
Because the marble thing is a big slat. It's like a big, huge— It almost looks like a big, huge round bed, but it's made of marble. And you both Jen and I both are supposed to lay on it. And that's where they scrub and they pour the whatever and they scrub more. And like, that's where
and
they do
so
everything.
Amazing. So it's really amazing. The actual, the actual treatments are amazing.
It's really cool to do a Turkish bath.
So Sporty Spice comes in and she goes up to Kim and she's like, and I think she even spoke a little bit of English.
Probably. Okay?
So she goes and she grabs Kim. She grabs Kim. She doesn't grab me. She didn't grab me. It's fine. It's fine. I don't care because I'm just like, whatever, I'm here. Kim goes and I'm standing there and then a second later the door opens. I get, oh my God. I can't even paint this picture. The lady has gray granny panties on that were once white, and they're all the way up to, like, almost under her boob, and they've been worn and washed for 30 years, okay? They are stretched out. They are. Then she's wearing a white/gray. It looked like it was a bra with no wires, maybe a nursing bra, but she was definitely older. It was so stretched out and disgusting. And she's wearing that and she comes out. She has one tooth. It's grayish brown to go with the fucking
bathing. The color of the day was gray.
Go with the outfit. She has her hair in a clip and she speaks zero fucking English. But all she does is touch my nose and go, boop. And I look and I'm like, Of course. So Kim is skipping to the marble slab, kicking up her heels.
Slide on like a little orca.
She's like a seal. The lady's like, don't you worry, boop-a-boop-boop-boop. And I sitting there and the lady doesn't say anything to me except touch my nose and like show me what to do. And she's, these grip panties are disgusting. And I just am like, okay, so the treatment's fine. Okay, we're starting the treatment. I don't know. It's water, and then they're going to get the soap, and they're doing the stuff. Well, you have your head down, like you're facing down because they're getting like your back, the back of your neck. They're going all the way down. They're getting every skin from every time of your life up until birth. And I open my eyes, and I go to look up, and she's squatting over my head. So when I look up, her granny panty vagina is right above my face. And I just put my head back down. And I think to myself, I hope Kim gets an infection. And again, boop. Everything was boop. And Kim is like talking to her about their swimsuits and fucking doing their nails. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, and she's doing this really low squat above my fucking face. And I just want to die and extract my body. And also shit like that. It makes me so uncomfortable. I'm so uncomfortable. And I'm like, fuck, how long is this loofah? I'm not even relaxed anymore. I'm just doing. So then they're going to take us to, so we rinse off, we douche, whatever. Fuck. God, I hate that word too. I hate so many words and that's one of them. We go, we rinse off and then. So then we go to, we're going to get the massage. Kim Sporty Spice comes. She has a spray bottle of massage oil or something. She's barely spritzing on Kim. And then she's going to start her massage.
How?
My lady has a fucking bucket/vat and just pours what looks like canola oil all the way on the top of my head and just goes all the way down. And I am like, this is how I die. I fucking hate you, Kim. I hope everything gets infected from your spritz bottle and your fun times. And all the lady says to me is, boop, boop. I'm like, I don't even know what that means. I'm just standing there. Did the boop mean more oil? There was so much oil. It was in my ears. It was in my mouth. It was in my nostril. It was everywhere. So then we're going to go douche again after. And I'm like, I'm literally rubbing oil. My hair looked like I was making grilled cheese. I was so pissed. God, I was so pissed. And then, and not only was I so pissed, But then we have to walk back to the hotel to see her, go to meet up with her family. And when they meet me, I mean, I've met her. I had met her aunt and uncle before, but I meet the other people. And my hair is completely slicked to my face after douching. I mean, the shit was in my ear. Everything was slimy and slippery. And Kim's doing high kicks and fucking herkies as she's going back. She's like, I don't even need to take a shower. It's barely anything. And I'm like, hold on while I go squeeze it into a fucking jar and give it back to them for later. And I remember just thinking, that was not at all fair. And how we planned. Tell me I'm wrong. The end. It was so great. When I looked up and saw her doing a squat over my face in these gray, disgusting granny panties, I was like, this is rock bottom. And Kim's like, tell me more about your travels or tell me more about your kid or whatever. And I'm like, boop, boop. Oh, God. You can't write this shit. I'm telling you, you cannot write it. It is so funny and so amazing. And we went to, so then we get on the boat. You tell this story.
Which one?
When we go on the boat. When we go on the boat and get the tour of the boat.
I don't remember that part. That part wasn't a big deal to me. It was the
when they tell us about pumping the poop.
That was your thing.
But you welcomed it. You were like, I'm so excited.
I wasn't shocked. No, I've been to other countries where you have to do stuff like that. So I wasn't freaked out.
But so there's a boat. I envisioned, I was wrong. Again, no research from Auntie Lori.
We don't research things.
I thought it was going to be like a Jay-Z yacht. Like the yachts we saw when we pulled up from the ferry. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. We're going to have a jet ski. We're going to get out. It was like the Black Pearl was the boat.
And no, the Black Pearl was bigger than the boat.
Was bigger. This is Black Pearl's step cousin.
Mini me.
Redheaded stepchild from Children of the Corn.
It was a very small.
It was, yeah.
So, it was a sailboat. It was like a sailboat.
Very small.
And there was one, two,
there
three,
was seven
four,
of us
five,
and
six,
three of them.
Seven of us and three crewmen.
And the three crewmen stayed on the bottom of the boat in triple bunks, including the captain. The captain was in there too.
Correct.
And they were so nice. Everybody was so nice.
So nice.
So I'm not knocking that experience. It's just when you have something in your head that you're very naive and thinking you're just going to jet ski off of the yacht boat that we're on for 7 days and you need an oar and you're trying to paddle on this mini Black Pearl. It's very different. And of course, there's a twin bed for Kim and I.
No, it wasn't even a twin bed, Jen. It was the size of if you were to lit. So everybody had, so it was two people to a room, except the seventh person. She had her own room. The walls, if you could call them that, were paper thin. You can hear everything in each other's bunk, we'll say. Of course, there's no air circulation. Again, the only window we had was like the circle. What are those circle windows called? Like
circle windows.
Circle windows in a boat. And they didn't even open all the way. They like barely opened.
And there was no air.
No air. And of course it's hot.
And Kim and I
we're on the ocean and it's still hot.
It's still hot. We're sweating on the ocean, which normally in the Pacific, you're like, ooh, it's so chilly.
It's very chilly. We brought all these clothes.
And guess what?
It wasn't. It was hot. So our room, you walk in, it's like this little bunk that's built into the wall.
It's one bed.
It's wood, and it's got like a little mattress on top of it. But it's built. It's like a
Murphy bed. No, bunk bed.
It's like a bunk bed, but it's about that size. But it's built into the wall, so you can't pull it out. You can't walk around it. You can't. You have to get it.
You really couldn't even walk around that.
You couldn't even walk around the room. The room was tiny. I don't even know if there was a place to put our stuff. Like you,
I think we put it under the bed, didn't we?
I don't even think we did put it under the bed.
With it on our chest. We have no idea.
I put my stuff on the bed because that was the only place I knew to put. And then our bathroom was a little room with a toilet and a sink. And if you wanted to take a shower, you had to pull the shower head off the sink and stand in the middle of this little tiny bathroom and take a shower in this tiny little bathroom in the middle of this bathroom. So every single thing in that room got soaked. And then it all just kind of went down this drain that was in the middle of the bathroom. I was not happy about that. I was actually more irritated about that. The toilet situation, I'm going to let Jen tell you about that.
So they give us a tour of the boat and they walk by and we, you know, you can't really understand them. We can a little bit, but We're all standing around the toilet. He's going to show us the bathroom that you have to pull the, you know, the thing off the sink to take a shower. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then he's, so all I hear is pump the poop. And I'm like, so I say to their friend, I'm like, did he say pump the poop? And he's like, yeah, you have to pump your poop like two pumps. And it go, and I'm like, nope, I will hold it till my death. I don't understand. That's not in my brain.
That's not in your wheelhouse.
That's not in my wheelhouse. And everyone's like, pump the poop. And I'm like, no. And they're like, what? And they even did like the hot dog on a stick motion, like pump the poop. And I'm like, no, no. So this is not a yacht and we have to pump our own poop. Next, you're going to tell us we have to get a scooper and fling it out the thing. So I was just mortified again. All of that stuff is just like mortifying to me. I mean, now it's a little better, but it's still terrible. So we, the first night we're there, Kim and I are in this bed again.
I don't even call it a bed. It wasn't even a bed. It was like a bench. It was literally the size of a bench. And we're supposed to sleep on this thing together. No air circulation. 700,000 degrees.
And the window opens. And Kim and I's skin is touching.
And I was up against the wall. So if I had to get out, I had to crawl over me,
Jennifer, in the middle of the night to go tinkle.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
boobs in her face, yeah, all my body parts in her face.
I'm like, please, is there an eject button out of this thing? How much was this? Because I want a refund. And also too, back up. So when they showed you like the food and they tell you your meals and everything, they also said, they provide you with the beverages like coffee, tea, sodas, and mixers, but no booze. So we had to bring booze on, and we were definitely going to be boozing on this thing because it was just really, you're just sitting in the thing, right? We didn't know this, but you're just sitting on the boat. I mean, I was so tan when we left that boat.
Oh, it was so amazing.
And I lost like 12 pounds on that trip because I don't eat some of this stuff.
We're walking by the kitchen window and we're above the kitchen, like on the, I don't know, the walkway thingy. And Jen and I are walking, and again, I'm up for anything almost, and Jen's not up for anything. And we look in the kitchen and there's a live octopus in the sink moving around. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And the captain's like, dinner. And Jen's like, nope, nobody, nope, nope, no person.
So what
the
I had
first
most
night was a full fish with the eyeballs and everything in tin foil that they had cooked. And my uncle basically had to dissect the little fish for Jen. And then she still like had a bite. And then she would eat like cheese and bread. And you're right, you totally lost weight. And there's no ice on the boat. There was none.
So
we would drink these
Europe warm
Fantinis because we had like vodka and Fanta.
Oh yeah, so we bought vodka with us because that's what Kim and I love.
It's not normal vodka. It's Turkish vodka, and it just doesn't taste the same. There's no ice. And
it's just different. It's like warm, but anyways, yeah. And then the Fanta, they had orange, so we called them Fantinis. And we had a ton of Fantinis.
We did.
And they were so warm.
We did. And they were.
They were so warm.
Even just thinking about this.
Yeah, there's no ice. If you ask for ice, maybe you get one piece. Maybe.
Maybe. But if you order a coffee, you'll get a whole bunch of ice.
If you get a coffee, Kim got one and the ice was falling out. She had to put it in her pocket for later. We're like, what the fuck backwards ass shit is this?
And that was Roman.
Roman. And then Kim said, this is where we're in Greece, and our waiter was Roman, and that's with the ice situation. And she goes, oh my God, it's like we're talking Greek. And I'm like, we're in fucking Greece, you moron.
Because I didn't understand anything you were saying.
It's like we're talking Greek. I'm like, we're in Greece. Abort.
I know. But he was cute.
He was very cute.
So anyways, when we were on the boat, Jen and I were like, we can't do this. There's like 5 nights of this. We're not fucking doing this. So I decide I'll take a bullet and I'm going to go sleep somewhere else. There's not a lot of room on this boat. So I go, you know what? There's a table outside that we all sit at. And when we eat, I'm going to go sleep on that table. So I go out to sleep on the table, and my uncle and his best friend are out there on the table.
Sleeping.
And then they're getting up and they're peeing off the side of the boat, and it was a whole thing, and it was actually very funny. And I was like, where the fuck am I going to sleep? So I slept in the kitchen at the table. And the next morning, they all woke up, and they're like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? Like, on the kitchen table.
Like, the actual
table.
Where
they are actually trying to, like, prepare the meals and stuff. And I was like, listen, that's where I slept the entire night. My uncle and his best friend slept outside too every night, and it was kind of a race who could get out there fastest that would get the best spot on the table.
And then, exactly. And I think I think she did it almost every single night.
I did because it was so. It was too small and too hot.
Too hot. One of the other things is, I don't even know what I was going to say. So Kim and I, we fought one time in Germany, and then this time on the boat was, Kim was such a bitch about the shower. And the other option for taking the handle out of the sink and taking a shower is, otherwise you take a shower on the deck, and they have like a bucket and a fucking thing, and you're just supposed to what? Shower and wash all your parts on the boat.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I'm
that's
just gonna
what I
use
did.
Kim Porst did, because she's like throwing off her shirt anywhere she goes. Pants don't care. Family don't care.
I kept it all on.
Yeah, but ugh. Anyways, I'm like, I'm gonna take the shower down there. I don't give a shit. And she goes in there the next right after me, and she's of course everything's wet. And she's fucking yelling. Well, there's like a little skylight above the top of the bathroom. And her aunt and everybody were above, and we're like laying out. And I hear she's like, Jennifer, you fucking bitch. I can't believe it. Everything's wet. And I'm like, I'm not taking a shower on the deck. I'm like older. I want to be in privacy. And she's like, eh. And I'm like, you're such a fucking bitch. And she's like, I can hear you. And her aunt's like, oh. We were just fighting. We ended up not talking that day. She was so mad. And I'm like, I am not washing my parts on the boat, and I'm not wearing clothes to do it. Like, it's a week in the water. Like, ugh. Like, you're taking a shower. So when we leave the boat, I'm going ahead here. We stop in Istanbul overnight, and we check in the hotel. Her aunt and uncle had got us a room there, so we could all go have a really nice dinner
and a shower.
We literally, the first thing we did, we didn't even say a word. I'm like, I'm first in the shower, and I took the longest shower you did. We actually took our time getting ready. We went to this really nice dinner, and it was actually wonderful. But the shower was so amazing.
There was a lot about that trip that was. Let's just say when you travel, there's a lot of things that are uncomfortable, but I feel like Jed and I have really embraced it for the most part. For the most part. And if we haven't...
Give one thing that was uncomfortable. I mean, there was a lot, but what are you thinking of right now? You're thinking
like
of
just everything, like the showering.
Oh, yeah.
It was weird. Pumping your poop. And then we would lay, before I would go sleep in the kitchen, we would lay in bed and we could hear other people like pumping their poop, and we could hear
farting, and we would pull the covers over our head and laugh like we were fucking 8 years old. We were like, I just heard someone fart. Like, what? And we're still sweating. We're still probably living in our own filth. We didn't even care.
I didn't care.
Everything's fine.
Oh my God. But we have had, I mean, those are just a couple of the stories, but we have.
Those are some of the most amazing stories. And those are not even a hundredth of the stories that we have. And it's very nice when you find somebody that you can travel with that for the most part you don't want to kill, I would say.
But yeah, because I mean, it's hard to find somebody that you can travel with, because if you can't travel with the person, like, don't even go.
Don't even
bother.
It's not fun. And her and I really, like, we're both like, whatever, like, let's do whatever. We both had things we wanted to see, and we would make sure to see those things or try to do our best. And then whatever else we came or we'd ask people about. So it's just like, it's so special when you have somebody that you can travel with. And that's just one hiccup of our story. And there will be another episode, I promise you, of another day in the life of Kim and Jennifer, not at a Turkish bath, having gray panties in your fucking face, but whatever. With that being said, I am saying thank you, Kim, Burley, Shannon.
Welcome, Jennifer.
For
Michelle.
Making me laugh again and remembering some of these stories that it's funny as I remember so many things and then you don't, but you remember other things and I don't. And I'm like, what? How is that possible? But I yet still don't know why I walk in the kitchen. Thank you so much. We will always remember, everybody, like, subscribe, follow in order to hear another episode of Unpacking with Jennifer and possibly more stories that make you laugh and hopefully you can relate to. So thank you so much. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love the episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I'd love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Satel for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life.
Until the next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most. This episode was engineered by Robert Altshuler. Music by Coldfire. Recorded and mixed at Command Recording Studios.